and I watched it very late because my metabolism has always been very night-oriented. So I would watch until there was no more TV. I remember we had a television aerial that would rotate. You had a control. You could ultimately, when all the other stations, the local stations, went off the air, you could pull in some very strange... of course, there were American stations, but they would all be very difficult to see. There would be a lot of static, and the sound would go in and out, and they would be very tantalizing, and there would be images that you were perhaps wanted to be sexual or extreme or something, and you never knew whether you were projecting your own fantasies onto what you might want to see, or whether you were really seeing those things.
Avec ça, je suis riche.
Tu veux me payer un café arabe?
T'as bien regardé? C'est 50 000.
C'est ce que je t'ai dit. C'est le prix, un cappuccino. Et avec ça, tu peux acheter une demi-vache en Éthiopie.
Tu vas aller?
Oui.
T'as été où encore?
Un peu partout.
J'ai jamais été nulle part. De toute manière, j'ai envie d'aller nulle part. Enfin, si.
Warum wir beide?
Ich hab geträumt. Wir waren zusammen im Traum. Wir waren Bruder und Schwester. Mutter und Vater. Frau und Mann. Und wir beide waren beides.
Du bist verrückt.
Ja, natürlich. Vielleicht ist alles falsch. Aber ich dachte, es ist Glück.
You know, Doc, when something happens, it can leave a trace of itself behind. Say, like, someone burns toast. Well, maybe things that happen leave other kind of traces behind.
I'm required by law to answer the question.
I'm just asking you.
Why you have 47
minutes? That's my question. I don't understand.
You want to talk DEA about it? They can know, right?
If they can tell me if I'm required to answer the law or question, I'll answer the question.
It's a simple question. I just want to know why you have 47 minutes. It's not an unusual thing. I care if I need 50 bucks.
He refuses to answer any questions. He don't want to answer. So we're going to have to take him down to the station and let DEA, FBI, and all those people talk to him.
Every one of them.
So we can do that.
How old are you? 25. You answered that question, didn't you?
That's all my driver's license.
So, I mean, I can count that money. I can find out how much it is. It's right in front of me. I don't know why you had that much money. That's why I went up.
Yeah, he started this out there when I was trying to get everything cleared so he could make his flight. And I said, okay, we're going here. He started playing this game again. I said, I'm done with it. So,
I've been completely cooperative, sir. I'm not playing any
games. You're not cooperative.
I'm simply asking.
Refusing to answer.
If you have nothing to hide, then you can just tell us what it's for. I mean, there's a simple. You're gonna have to have proof of why you have that much money anyway for the DEA.
I understand, sir. If I'm required by law, I'll be happy to answer your questions. I don't understand the law. I'm asking for you, sir, as guidance as a law enforcement officer.
And this is yours? This is your individual part? And it's your money?
No, that's not money belong to me.
The money does not belong?
Am I stolen? Am I required by law to answer?
Did you steal the money? Okay. Well, we can find this out. We can take you to the station. We'll find out who stole it.
This, that bag, laptop up above his head, and another bag underneath that. He's been through the screen process. This is the last tag for him getting on his plane. When I got involved with it, he wanted to do this little double talk thing. And it's like, okay.
Where are you from?
This farce. This 20th century Bastille that pretends to be a pocket democracy. Why don't you put us all into solitary confinement until you get what you're after and have done with it?
Brainwashed imbeciles. And you laugh, and you cry, and you think. Is this what they did to you? Is this how they tried to break you till they got what they were after?
Warum wir beide?
Your brother Jimmy, what do you think?
Required by law.
In your heads must still be the remnant of a brain. In your hearts must still be the desire to be a human being again.
This is a most serious breach of etiquette.
I don't understand the law.
Well, you don't have to understand the law, is it?
Am I required by law to answer the question?
As of right now, you refuse me.
No, sir, I'm not refusing.
Yes, sir.
Unless I'm satisfied about that, I don't
have
to let you go through my checkpoint.
This is money. He has it in his possession. He doesn't want to answer any questions about it. He feels like we should tell him the law. He don't know if he has to answer.
I know he has insurance.
How much money is it?
What difference does insurance make?
What difference does insurance make? This must be the generation gap. You know, it's these HMOs that have confused the issue. If the patient were part of an HMO, then I could understand your dilemma. With those babies, we get paid not to perform medical procedures. It's a little like when the government pays the farmers not to grow crops. But with insurance, we get paid to perform medical procedures.
It's got three insurance companies paying like clockwork. Total of last month's bill, $112,973.32.
My God, I get a cut from every procedure we do on the guy. He's got catastrophic health insurance.
Question. If you were comatose, would you want to be kept alive for months by machine?
Hell no! When I go, I don't want to be tortured in some bed. I have this planned out for you. I'm going to be sitting on my back porch. I'm going to have a Cuban cigar in one hand and a big glass of scotch in the other and a belly full of barbecued ribs with a ton of sauce. That's why I don't have insurance.
Really?
That's right. And my money is tied up in a trust that forbids anybody from using it for healthcare. Smart.
What if you get sick?
If I get sick, no doctor on this planet's going to come 10 feet from me.
Set for ourselves. The lift in the elevator. I mean, what is it? It's a steel box with some buttons in it and maybe a trapdoor for emergency. Have you ever looked at that place?
Sold out. I am worthless. What the fuck am I doing here? What the fuck am I doing here? Fuck. It is my weakness, my ultimate lack of conviction that brings me here. Easy.
Right is what I must do. And the wind comes a howling. Your eyes are beautiful. And the wind comes a howling. Right is your chicken. And the wind comes a howling. Your words make me feel good, and the wind comes a-howling. You look good dressed in green, and the wind comes a-howling. Thin birds fly at dawn, and the wind comes a-howling. There are mushrooms in the moss, and the wind comes a-howling, that spell secret sentences with one word from each. What are you thinking? I would like to know. What does the clock say? I'd sure like to know. The wind comes a-howling in Lapsang Susha.
Talk to people who at long last know it's important. The living makes such meaningless distinctions. How should I cut my hair? What kind of a car should I buy? Will interest rates go up?
I don't care about any of that stuff.
Precisely. all those things. The products you consumed, the politics you debated, the people you knew, all your life's moments, big and small, they look very tiny now.
The golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rule. They close one more factory. We should take a sledge to one of their fancy fucking foreign cars.
You know, you ought to have a little more patience with that.
Yeah, well, I'm all out. The whole deal is like some kind of crazy game. They put you at the starting line. And the name of the game is make it through life. Only everyone's out for themselves and looking to do you in at the same time. Okay, man, here we are. Here we are. Now, you do what you can. But remember, I'm going to do my best to blow your ass away. So I...
There are some people who talk and some people who don't. There are some people who talk and some people who don't.
with what we have created. It is almost a biological rebellion, a profound revulsion against the planned communities, the programming, the sterilized, artfully balanced atmospheres. They hunger for an Eden where spring comes. They regard themselves as aliens in their own worlds.
It should be lengthy enough to seem substantial, yet concise enough to feel breezy. It should be serious with a slight wake. It should lay out a new course of action, but one that can change direction at any moment. If you must mention facts and figures, don't do so directly. The general thrust should remain embedded in one's mind forever. Specific words should be forgotten the moment they are. It should contain nothing that can't be confirmed or denied.
They talk about a living will. You don't need a living will. Just make sure you don't have money for health care, and you'll die a happy fella with a big smile on your face in your own king-size bed.
And that really was, I think, the central image for me. Forbidden images coming to you from a distant place that had great resonance for you.
There are some people who talk and some people who don't, which means that there are some people who leave this place and some who do not leave.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're just as much a prisoner as I am?
That's why it doesn't matter who number one is. It doesn't matter which side runs the village. Both sides are becoming identical. What, in fact, has been created? An international community. A perfect blueprint for world order. When the sides facing each other suddenly realize that they're looking into a mirror, they will see that this is the pattern for the future.
Thank you.
clock say? I'd sure like to know. Time shouldn't be wasted, should never be wasted, and neither should love.